Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Chip has a fucking podcast. 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 Fuck yeah!
No, I wear a robe all the time on stream. They're so comfortable.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, Chip Chipperson.
Just a fuzzy, cozy one, Chip.
That's pretty chill. Hey, what's up? It's Comfy Quinn.
Good one.
Where'd you get that hat from, Nicky Barnes?
No, he passed away.
Well, that wouldn't have anything to do with you obtaining his hat, would it?
No, I'm more of a Frank Lucas wardrobe guy, as you well know.
You look like Nicky with that glasses and that hat, though.
Nicky Barnes. Hey, how about a little bit of heroin?
M'lady.
It's more like a royalty, like the queen in England would wear something like that, right?
Or maybe like who's the guy that used to who is the big guy who used to run England's military? Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah, Billy Churchill. Yep.
Billy Churchill. Marlboro Churchill.
Paul Mall.
Good one.
Oh, thanks, babe. So, Kyle, what happened? You were a little late. Did Norton fuck up the stupid link?
No, Norton did not at all. I mean, either Norton fucked up the link, which is you tell me what happened. Either Norton fucked up the link or Kyle spaced on this very important show.
I would say that was it, judging by Colin's excuse on the phone. Oh, yeah, I just got it when it was sent hours ago.
yeah. We all got it at the same time. We're all on the same email.
Yep. Hold on. Like, my eye itches. Don't worry.
I got it hours ago. But
guess what? I just got it. Is not technically a lie.
You had to check your email. I understand.
Yeah. I would think that you would have the Chip Show written in red and circled like 5 times on your calendar, you know, because it's such an exciting event.
For a different reason than you think.
Babe, you thank my lady. Thank you very much for saying, but that this probably should cut. Damn, cut that part out to the producer. I look silly. So how you feeling, Kyle? You all recovered and whatnot and things of that nature? Testing. All right, that's good.
Recovered from my vaccine, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Chip eligible for the vaccine?
I ain't getting it. No way. They're not poisoning me. Chipper, it's the devil's seed, my mother said.
They're trying to put a chip in Chip.
That's exactly right, babe. A Chip and Chipperson, my mother says. And her and 5 of her friends were listening to Larry Farrakhan in the room the other day, and he was saying that it's the devil's mark, the mark of the beast.
Wow, that's what do you think? Bill Gates is putting nanotechnology in there. What's the problem?
I know. You know who put nanotechnology in? Mork for Mork.
That's good. Nanotechnology. I got a Werther's chocolate from my nanotechnology.
Let me introduce everybody properly. Yeah. Welcome to the Chip Chipson Show. We got a really great program for you tonight. We got the star of Stage and Screen, who's done his own one-person performances and programs and whatnot and things of that nature, coming to us live from New York, from Saturday Night Live, and Tough Crowd. Is that coming back, Kyle?
Yes, that's a good question. I actually encourage the asking of that question all the time. It's right up there with, boy, if Patrice heard you guys, he'd rip into you guys.
I was going to say that. Boy, if he could have heard. No, you know what he would have done? He would have sat there like the rest of us and took it. He would have been 50.
Yeah, Patrice wouldn't have, you know. It's really funny. Yeah, I'm sure Patrice would have loved that one. Yeah, he probably would have.
Yeah. He was a big fan of mine. Control? What, babe?
I said, what about remote control? When's that coming back?
Oh, wow.
That's right.
You
weren't even born when that show ended.
and you're right about that, actually.
Actually, yeah. When did that end?
1990.
I was alive. I was. 1990.
Oh,
I was a baby, but I was alive.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't realize it was then.
Welcome, Colin Quinn. I forgot to mention remote control. I apologize. We're going to cut that intro out. Yeah. Let's go back. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, what a show we have. Our first guest was the star of Remote Control, Crackon Quinn. He's done like all types of like one person shows and whatnot, unconstitutional, whole bunch of other things. Live from Saturday Night Live, Mr. Colin Quinn is here.
Well, Chip now has a speech defect.
Yeah.
Pop Crack Quinn.
Have you noticed that, Quinn?
Well, I know.
I don't know if I like that.
Anthony, I know your favorite thing. I hope we get to do it. Is it going to be with you?
Maybe Carl think that, but I don't know. Ugh.
Why are you guys talking like that? It sounds silly.
Yeah. I think you sound silly.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, another one of our guests is a controversial figure, to say the least. Ooh, he has a book out called Unsuspendable.
Permanently suspended.
Permanently suspended, and he is the boss of Compound Media. It's his company. He's the boss. He was a part of the Opie and Anthony show. Is that ever coming back?
The second tough crowd comes back, I'm sure the Opie and Anthony show will be right there behind.
Oh, him. What a day that would be. Fucking Norton would get ripped like a wishbone, not sure on what fucking coattails to jump on. It's Mr. Anthony Comia.
And, Thank you.
Now, from Hawaii, she's a Hawaiian girl. She's a bit of a gamer.
Oh, look at Colin and me. That's the same stupid idea.
Exactly. Oh, wait. Let's do it, too, guys. How'd you know?
Yeah, let's everybody do like a luau thing.
Hula?
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
The hula dance.
But, like, you know, up here.
Yeah.
See the hands.
And he got to do that.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you might recognize her if you were in Waikiki and you seen somebody without a brassiere and her father was trying to have sex with her friend. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking Zia.
Well, hello. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Very nice.
You're welcome, babe. I got to do better intros to make this a more professional program.
She puts the ho in Don Ho.
Yo, all kidding aside, Carl, you ever been to Hawaii?
I have been to Hawaii several times.
I've never been.
He was on the Arizona when they torpedoed him.
Yeah, he was.
Fixed.
What was the lava incident recently?
Volcano?
Yeah, he was there for the volcano, jumping over the lava and whatnot.
Lava incident. Volcano's a lava incident. That's a new woke way to say volcano.
Yeah, you don't want to say volcano anymore. Get anybody crazy.
Lava incident.
Volcano.
Volcano.
Caught in a volcano, just the lava. All you see is that hat and those glasses.
Oh, would that be great?
No, because it would mean I was burned up and dying in pain.
Then where would people get all their hilarity from?
Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Like the ring sinking from Gollum. All you see the glasses and the hat.
Or like Arnold in Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah. With the thumbs mm-hmm. up.
Yeah,
thumbs
no, I was going to, don't spoil it. Hold on. This is what happened.
Spoiler.
He goes,
He came out when Remote Control went off the air.
Remember when he goes like, I know now why you cry, but it's not something I can do. And the water, and he comes into the fire. Da-da-da!
Was that an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
That was, yeah.
He does these impersonations. You think it was the real people.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Carl does some impressions, too.
Sure I do.
It's a talent. How come you're not working tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to start working this weekend.
Seller?
Uh-huh.
So good that the comedy clubs are opening back up.
Fuck yeah, I'm going right into arenas.
Oh, really?
I'm going right into arenas. Yes, I'm not wasting.
You and a bull, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not the type that Norton likes. I have to get a girl first. All right, tie Jim's hand behind his back and watch his little weenie leak. Oh, now clean up, boy. Poor Jim.
The bowl, right?
Yeah, got to be on cleanup duty. Zia, you would never do that, would you? You'd never have sex with a guy in front of the guy you're dating.
No, that's so mean. That's, well, I mean, unless the guy wanted it, then.
Oh, what if he did a lot? A
little different. If he did a lot?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess if I'm fulfilling his fantasy, that's the right thing to do as a partner, right?
Yeah. I like the way you think.
Thanks, Chip.
Yeah, that's really hot. So, Anthony, what have you been up to? Now you're flying solo over there. Why don't you and Colin team up?
I would love to have Colin as a guest. We just had the great Dave Temple was on, and then I had Rick.
Oh, today, I worship him.
Dave Temple, you worship Dave Temple. Yeah, I'm just having people come in, and I'll do the show with them for 1 hour or 2 hours, and then the rest of the time, current events and, you know, having some fun with the insanity that is the world today, Chip.
I heard you had your boy Nick on last week.
DePaulo, it was me and DePaulo for 2 hours.
Hilarious.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Was he poking fun at things?
He was making light of some serious situations, Chip. I was none too happy about it.
I heard it was very
un-PC.
Yes, un-PC, if you will.
Oh, did he? Oh, I wish I was there. I would have been like, don't even, you know.
That's what we needed, a don't even.
Yeah, don't go there.
From Chip,
Any Chip, Chip is your third mic is for always, you know.
That's right. That's so why. You and Colin should host the show.
Yeah.
And I'll come in once in a while and just fucking bring humor and liven it up.
Riff.
Yeah.
Just to riff, you know.
Yeah.
You could be the comedy sniper.
Yep. You guys talk a little bit and I'll show you how it'll work.
Oh.
Anthony, do you like doing the show by yourself? Is it
well, there? I like it a lot. It's I could do more long form things. I could stay on a topic.
Oh, do tell. There was tension behind the scenes. Spill the tea.
Perfect. The tea? Spill the tea?
Oh, spill the tea on what was going on.
Well, there was no tension. I was just talking about how.
Somebody wasn't getting to talk enough. That's nice. I could talk without being fucking interrupted and whatnot.
I see how this. At first, I was skeptical, but I see how this dynamic could work with me hosting and you as the coming in. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, you know, Crowder stole my co-host, so what are you going to do?
Well, apparently somebody at YouTube didn't fucking care for it. They demonetized it. Let's not even go there, you know.
Oh, I already saw a joke that on a Crowder clip, a joke that Dave made that Crowder was like, let's just move right past that.
Oh,
and I was like, even Steven was like, nah, that's a bit much.
Out.
It was funny.
That's where I would have been funny. I would have been like, oh, you're going to get in trouble.
Again, see, they just need Chip on third mics everywhere. That's what that's what all these shows are missing.
Who's better?
Stating the obvious 10 minutes after.
Is that the job description? Yeah. Chip, I got to tell you, today. You came into my mind today because.
Ew, sorry.
I saw something and I thought Chip would have a field day with this headline.
What was it, a soccer ball?
Ah, see, because field day, everything's comedy with Chip.
Yeah, I can't help it. Bing, boom, that's what I do. Life's a
joke.
It
said, X-rays detected coming out of Uranus. I was like, oh my God, come on.
Oh, please.
You can't do 20 minutes on that. Get out of the business.
Clear the field. I would have said something like, who said that fucking Pluto Nash?
I didn't see it going that way.
Yeah.
No,
hey, I'm not your son.
That's a good one. That's
planet humor.
Thanks, so babe. I'd like to come pick you up in my Saturn.
Yeah. Let me go Neptune my guitar.
Yeah.
I got you. I can riff with you.
My name, Pitta. My mother doesn't like my neighbor, Pitta.
Pitta.
She's always speaking poorly of Pitta.
I don't understand what Pitta. I don't get it.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one, Colin. I was like, oh no.
You got to imagine. There's planets. One kind of ends with
Pitta.
Pitter.
Pitter pat. Pitter pat.
Jupiter.
Right.
We're really smart.
She doesn't like
No, she's always speaking ill of Pitta.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Right, right.
Got it.
That's where, yeah, yeah.
See, Chip's comedy is so nuanced that you really have to pay attention.
The big spot is a mezuzah.
I even got that joke because that was really a stretch of the bag.
It was. But I live in a neighborhood. I have a lot of pitters as my neighbors.
I thought you were moving to South Carolina.
Yeah, what happened with that? I thought you were moving.
I'm working on it. I've had people open house, but it's in the middle of winter. It was hard to sell the house, but more open houses. Now I want to get out of here. I want to go to South Carolina. I want to be able to exercise some of the freedoms that have been denied me here in the Soviet Socialist Republic of New York.
You'd have to go to Thailand for that.
Yeah. Just the laptop. That's all I'm taking with me.
He's only allowed to go once, sir. He's going to be on the list.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You trying to sell your house? I'm sure Jack Waltz would love to have it.
Now you get the hell out of here.
Why don't you ask Bobby if he wants to buy it?
Yeah, Bobby Kelly doesn't
tell him
like
the curtains are included.
Yeah. Bob, you can have the whole thing. Furniture. Is it coming fully furnished?
No. You buy furniture for a house of this nature.
You bring in your furniture with you?
I probably put it in storage until I get a place.
Oh, you're moving into an apartment?
I'm not touching anything. No. Buying a house.
Well, why wouldn't you live in like Texas or Florida where at least there's other people you might know around?
Well, who do I know in Florida or Texas?
I know Joe Rogan,
but I don't want to live in Austin.
Why not? You could hang out with Joe, go shooting and whatnot, go on a podcast, do some impersonations.
Yeah.
You've been asking me, but I'm busy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Florida, I don't know. Florida just is such a stigma to Florida.
Where you go when you die?
Where's the new spot?
Or to die.
That's it.
Yeah, when you die. It's I get it, but I don't know. South Carolina, you could get some land. You could get guns and
are you, Lenny and George? You fucking want to live off the fat of the land and feed the rabbits and fucking.
I just want to be able to exercise as many of my constitutional rights as I can. Yes, Carl.
Brings up a good point because, as we know, Texas is anti-gun.
No, they're not. No, Carl, they're not.
But Austin is a very liberal city.
I know, but outside, there's still the state law, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a state law in New York, and then there's a city law, which is totally infringement.
In Austin, listen, I don't want to get I'm just saying, go live where what's-his-name lives, the lone survivor guy. He lives around there, but not in Austin, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Well, Texas sounds good. I don't know. There's just too much shenanigans I'm reading about Texas. A lot of Californians are moving there. Blew that state up in no time.
No, but it's cool. And there's a lot of, things happening there. My friend got a job, he's from a small town in Texas. He got a job in one of the oil wells in Houston. And he met a girl. They go dancing every weekend.
Wow.
That's really cool.
This rings a bell. It sounds so familiar.
Wait, what is it? Is it dirt? Huh?
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
Was
it Dirty Dancing?
Yes, exactly. It was.
You like Urban Cowboy?
Urban Cowboy, yeah, with John Travolta.
That was a good movie.
I don't remember it.
He danced in that. He doesn't usually do that in movies.
No,
yes, he does. How come you're saying he doesn't? Yes, he does.
Literal Chip.
Yeah. I tell you what, he turns into a different tone now. I tell you that much, you know.
John Travolta lost. He was the hottest, biggest actor. And then, there was a 3-year gap where he wasn't. And then suddenly he's doing Look Who's Talking. And he was. Yeah. Nobody could get washed up that quickly. And then he had to come back with Pulp Fiction. But I mean, he was a big shot in 1982. And in 1985, he's finished.
Yeah, what happened? Probably just staying alive.
Oh, yeah, that's what made shitty movies, though.
By the way, I was bartending in Brooklyn Stallone and Travolta came into the restaurant I was bartending at and, to eat. So you can imagine in Brooklyn, in those years, why would they be in there?
Wow.
It was the most mob place ever. And
brutal.
And Stallone was in there. And then this beautiful girl was like trying to push against him while he's talking to the producer. And her ass, which was amazing, is this close to his face. And he goes like this. Stallone's like, the fuck? I was like, oh, I'm sitting there like bartending, like Joe Average going, must be nice.
Turn your nose up at night.
Unless there's a log falling on a glass table, Stallone doesn't want any part of it.
Literally, he was literally disgusted.
He was disgusted.
Right. He's gesturing, like trying to have a fucking conversation. Anyway.
Maybe she was farting and you guys didn't know.
Yeah, right. Maybe she was dropping little gases, little stinky gases.
Smelled terrible.
Yeah.
I thought this at the time, but you're right. It might have been. But in those days, people smoked in restaurants. There was a lot of smoke. He wouldn't have even smelled it.
I like how Carl had to tell the story so we knew he wasn't tending bar at a gay place. It was like, yeah, this chick, hot ass. And then he wanted
yeah.
to I don't know what they were even doing there.
Why would he tend bar there? He hung out there.
Yeah.
Stallone's not gay.
No way.
Rocky's not gay.
Sly?
My mother said that.
No, Sly's not. There are some pictures of him checking the mail at his house with a G-string on. And I heard he used to flirt with the mailman.
Oh la la.
Stallone, you know, in those days, Anthony. Sorry.
What happened, Carl? What happened?
I was trying to plug in the charger, but I plugged in the other mic charger instead. Oh, but in those days, as Anthony knows, a guy like Stallone, if he walked around and goes, I'm bisexual, people would be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Back then, they would have said, oh, ew, you like peckers.
No, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't have said.
No. Now, Travolta, there was always the rumor about Travolta, and then it came out to be true.
Came to fruition.
Well, I was going to say came to fruition, but that would have meant he became gay. But it just turned out that he was gay, but people didn't know it.
Yeah.
He was gay the whole time. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that.
Yep.
His gayness didn't come to fruition. The people recognizing that he was gay came to fruition.
I don't think he's gay.
You don't think so, Chip?
Nope.
What makes you say that?
He's got chicks out the wazoo.
What makes you say that? I'll tell you what.
What?
Look what he's wearing.
Yeah, that's right. You want one? I'll get you one. Half price.
Cool.
Half price.
Very
what
cool.
A scumbag. That's the mummy?
No, it's Chippenstein. God
oh,
damn
that's
it.
Chippenstein. I'm
Chippenstein.
Sorry.
That's the Frankenstein's monster.
That's right, babe.
Chippenstein's monster.
But with Yuma.
Yeah.
Yeah, but except it's Norton's monster.
Yeah, which you has a show every week.
Sure is. I get to come out and be funny while stupid cow is in the closet.
Oh, and the viewers come to his house with a pitchfork and torches.
Cowering in the closet is not the next CD, by the way.
That's a great name, Cowering in the Closet. And then you could have like a picture of him going like, ah, and he's like there's like shirts and coats and hats and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
A literal closet.
That's yeah. Right.
Hey, do you pronounce it Gia?
Zia.
Yeah. Oh. What island do you live on?
I'm from the Big Island. Yeah. I live in Jersey now.
Hope so.
That's a cool one.
As in the little one, that's you got cool one toe on it, you're ready to fall off.
That's like the bad, now it's more crowded. That's like the badass, like nature place.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot less touristy than like people think of Hawaii. They think of Oahu and Waikiki, which is a couple islands over. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard of Honolulu, babe?
I have. That's where Waikiki and Oahu, that's on Oahu. Honolulu is.
Wait, yeah. Is that where you lived?
No, that's a different island.
You ever look at a globe at Hawaii and get scared that like it's literally a little pencil speck in the middle of a giant ocean?
It's really, really tiny. It's and also growing up there was so weird because it's so isolated that it's you don't realize how small it is. Yes, it's cold.
Oh. It's like an empty. It's kind of cool looking. I was there once.
Yeah.
It's like a moonscape.
There's definitely. I think we have.
It's empty, and you were there tundra. Once. What were you doing a show?
Nice.
Yeah.
Here he goes.
Chip.
Wait.
About to get even better.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Come back.
Wait, what island was it?
What? The big island.
That's not helpful.
I'm waiting for
Yeah, I was going to say something about how there wasn't anybody there, but.
Yeah, but you know what? You can always bring that back.
I will, yeah.
Pull back.
I'll do it in a little while.
Good, yeah. Or you could do like, what about the little island?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that too. Yeah. Yeah. See, babe, you're good for the Hawaii stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Knows it all.
She does know it all. Were you upset that I had you do that public service announcement the other day? I'm really sorry.
It's okay, Chip. I understand. And everybody appreciated it. They were reaching out. They were like, thank you for apologizing because it was getting pretty vulgar. It was getting really noticeable. Oh, yeah. Right.
People don't like when you're treated in a vulgar fashion.
Right.
People have taken to Zia from this show. They like her. They want to treat her with dignity and respect.
Yep.
Which I appreciate. I appreciate that.
Do you?
Doesn't Jim sort of like a half like drug baron, sort of mini Samoan dwarf?
An albino Samoan dwarf, maybe.
Wait, who? Who?
Breaks.
Be a great villain in one of those things.
Oh,
with
Norton?
That hat and a suit jacket.
Chipperson would.
Oh yeah, I'd be a great villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be like, I am evil and I'm taking over.
Is that what you'd say when you go?
That's right, babe. I'd be on Hawaii like Bane.
Chip made a quick appearance in Cop Show once.
Oh yes.
Quick laugh. That's all they gave me because they knew I'd steal the scene from Fat Tits. I had to fucking one little one fucking killed.
Cop Show is so funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I was in a couple of them and I felt like the improv is what really helped it.
It wasn't. Anyway, it was a very funny show.
Yeah, you doing more?
No.
No.
Well, listen. You ought to have me in one. People would fund that.
Yeah.
I could be like an arch criminal.
You mean, yeah.
Well, you steal people's shoes?
Yeah, no, I steal. I can only work in St. Louis, you know.
That's good, too. I go into McDonald's.
Yeah. The arches.
Right, right.
Golden arches, yeah. Yep.
Arch criminal. That's so bad.
Yeah, you ever go up there? You ever been in St. Louis?
Who are you talking to?
Whoever wants to talk about St. Louis, I got a half hour on it.
Never been.
I've been. Nah,
what's the fucking one team where the baseball? Wait, what's one name of a team that's the same in baseball and football?
Cleveland Indians, Washington Redskins.
No.
Aren't they just Washington now? They had to get rid of the Redskins.
Yep.
Cleveland, but I was just, you know.
Yeah.
We know the answer to the Cardinals, but the Arizona Cardinals moved to Arizona. They're not even part of that. It doesn't even make sense anymore.
Yeah.
Where were they before that?
St. Louis.
The football team?
Yeah.
You would be able to say the New York Giants and the New York Giants if you want to go with teams that aren't, you know, teams anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What do you mean?
There was a baseball team, the Giants.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, they moved out to La La Land, right?
San Francisco?
Yeah, and Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, Brooklyn Dodgers, yeah. Dem bums, they called them. Dem bums.
They zipped out to La La Land, you know, left the rest of us here in the cold. I don't blame them a damn bit, you know.
What other two? What is the one team that has two cities the same name?
Cardinals.
No. Living in Arizona.
It's the worst.
It was the Cardinals. Oh, we could do sports trivia all day. I mean, I'm a master of it.
Holy shit.
Who hit the most home runs? Who broke the home run record after Babe Ruth had it?
Oh, that's a good question. No one can answer that one.
I want to say Ken Griffey Jr.
That's a good guess. I mean, I can't even knock you for a good guess. Zia?
Sammy Sosa?
That's another good guess. I don't know if it's this version of Sammy Sosa or the other version. He looks like he looks like two different versions of himself. I don't know. He doesn't know what he wants to be. No, the answer is Mark McGwire.
Is that true?
No, it's not.
The great Mark McGwire.
Who is it?
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
No, it isn't.
How's he doing after that flu shot?
Oh, he passed away.
Oh, God, you're kidding. How did it happen?
I don't know. I just know Norton was happy he had a picture with him. Oh, God, I met Hank.
Oh,
all about you, Jim.
That Norton, just despicable with his pictures.
He's met everybody. I think he fitted Stephen Hawking's wheelchair with a new fucking brake. he met everybody.
He's taking someone's pulse while they're snapping a picture. Yeah. At least I could say he was still alive.
Yeah. I know you can't smile. Could you just open your eye?
I don't know how obsessive he is. One night, Gabriel Byrne and Ellen Barkin were at the Comedy Cellar. So they went,
oh, what is she? I'm a sick fucking puppy. I should have met Ellen Barkin.
Ellen Barkin's worse than Ellen Byton.
They were their kids, but they were like divorced, you know. So I'm talking to Gabriel Byrne. He's like the nicest Irish gentleman. And I've known him. Not well, but I've known him. I'm like talking to him. And then Norton sees Ellen Barkin. He goes, what do you get a picture with? I go, well, I don't know. I mean, hey, Ellen, this is Jim Norton. He's a big fan. We love that movie, This Boy's Life. And, you know, which every, by the way, every actor likes to hear about one obscure movie.
they really like that? I would think they wouldn't.
Where they were underpaid and had to work in an uncomfortable cabin, sleep in a Motel 6. There's no other hotels up there for like 6 months. And so then she goes, oh, and he goes, can I get a picture? She goes, you know, I'm here with my kids. Professional to professional. I'm here with the kids. This is our time. He goes, it'll only take a second.
It's like, I don't want a picture with them. It's okay.
He forces her to take the picture.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, he didn't have a good. He didn't, and he shouldn't have said, "I can't stop tugging my pecker to see of love." Nobody wants to hear that. But it's only the Michael Rooker part.
I'd like to see that picture and see her eyes and the anger.
Yes, I would like to see if you could see her anger in the photo.
Well, while you guys talk, hold on a minute now. Daddy may be able to find that mug. Let's just see.
Oh, I gotta see if Ellen Barkin is angry at young Jim Norton.
I mean, I imagine how could she not be? I mean, does anybody like him when he takes a picture? Is anybody happy to see him? Oh my God, it's the Norton guy. Oh, his obsession should interfere with my life.
Paris Hilton was nice enough to sign that picture.
Yeah, she was. She didn't care for fucking Norton at all. But I think she had like a physical thing for him, you know? She felt bad for him.
Felt bad for him.
Poor Carl's mic gates out when other people are talking. I feel bad.
Oh, yeah, your mic keeps going out. You got to plug a mic in, Carl. We'll probably fucking get you a better one.
It like cuts out. Other people talking cuts out.
Oh, she's happy. Look at her. Ah, the poor deer.
Oh, no.
Nah, she's happy. The poor deer.
Why do you keep saying poor deer?
she's so happy.
You hear me better now?
Oh, unfortunately. Yes. Now, hold on a second. Now, Zia,
see that picture.
Don't yell at me. Hold on a minute. Now, let me give it to Zia. Babe, you know how to do this, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Zia, light of my life. Hold on a second.
Oh, well.
Don't send her any. Chip. Don't send her any pictures by mistake, Chip.
What's that?
Send her that one. Don't send her any.
Maybe that's what I'm
hoping
for.
I'm sure you have on your computer that might be terrible.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Hold on. I think this is the right one, though. Tell me when you get it, babe.
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really nice shot.
Is she happy to be with?
Oh, how could she not be?
Likes a funny man, Jim Norton.
Oh, she must be so happy. It shows you what a great actress she is, that she's not just fucking biting his nose. Did you get it, babe?
Yeah, Chip, can you let me have screen sharing capabilities?
Oh, babe. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started, babe.
It's a big step in our relationship.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Let me see here. Allow How do I do this?
Just want to see Ellen barking.
I know. Hold on. I'm going to make you the co-host, babe. You're the co-host. So can you share your screen?
I can do it. You guys see it?
Yeah, we sure can.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Look how pretty she is. And look at how fucking Norton looks like E-Rock.
Wait a minute. She's got like that sideways sexy smile thing that she does.
She's into him.
Kind of a snap it and you know
yeah done with it. Yeah.
She looks a little bit exasperated, but she's being a good sport. She took a photo.
Who took that picture?
I think Gabriel Byrne. I think the kids were running into the street. One handed the camera to Gabriel Byrne. Oh, now take the picture, boy.
He'll be fine.
No one watching the kids.
I'm glad he kept his Starbucks cup in his hand today.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. I'm sure she'd like to take it and just throw it right onto the unshaven part of his neck. Hey, piggy boy.
And then she's like, what is that, a swatch?
Fucking nervous with coffee breath. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, it's okay. Babe. It's one picture. It'll be fast.
Yeah. What are you fucking stuck up or something? All right.
She looks really nice. Are you guys done looking
at
her?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, okay. Everyone's creaming in their pants and whatnot, you know.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a picture with Susan Boyle when I met her.
You did?
Yeah.
And
singer, yeah.
Yeah, she's marvelous.
Just like your mother.
Yep. She looks like her.
Yeah.
It's Rubenesque.
Twins,
what, babe?
What was it titled? Twins.
Yeah.
No, but I said to her, when you came out, I couldn't believe how good you sang.
Yeah.
I was like, because everybody, like, we all looked at you, and we thought, like,
this looks like a useless burden to society. And then
you
had this wonderful voice and everyone was shocked thinking, you know, you were completely useless in life.
You look like Philip Seymour Hoffman post-transition and yet this beautiful song flew out of you.
Should have asked her to do a duet, Chip.
Fuck yeah, I should. You could sing whatever you want. Sure you did, fatso.
What happened to her? Where'd she go?
Oh, she got arrested.
No, come on.
She got arrested.
For what?
Tax evasion. And she committed a hate crime.
What's the hate crime?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. She seemed like a nice lady.
She was a nice lady. She's a little a little standoffish. Gave her a little goose on the fanny. You know, we laughed.
Stuffy. Like an English lady die.
Serious XM.
I don't mean the English one.
She is like a lady died.
The one that was more of a disaster.
I'll tell you the truth. You get Lady Di to intern on this show, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I haven't seen her. Marion, people want Marion on this show.
Dementia now.
Marion should be on.
Yeah, Marion would be marvelous.
Marion's still doing great.
Hi, Sim. How are you, Sim?
I'm sailing away.
That's some hat. Look at his hat. She would just talk about the hat. Shut the hell up about it.
She would be fucking great. Yeah. I should get her on.
Yeah.
So you guys talk a little. I'll jump in. Let's practice the show. Let's do
it. That might have been the ultimate moment of Opie and Anthony is when you should have seen Zia. They had these two women and they brought them as guests of the MTV Music Awards when it was a big deal. J-Lo wore this glamorous dress. It was like almost like the Oscars.
The red carpet. It was the who's who of the music business and every
these
other business.
These two were dressed like two like Kmart disasters. And they're going, oh, Mick Jagger.
That's terrible.
And pointed, and all the celebrities' faces are like.
I just had today, I had Rick Delgado on the show, and we had gone through some of the pictures on the show today of those two interviewing people. It was a nightmare, just a nightmare.
That's amazing.
Everyone was started giving a wide berth to that side of the carpet. They didn't want to get near them.
They represented every one of those people at that award, spent their whole lives trying to escape.
To get away from that. Using all of their talents and luck and whatever it took to get away from those people. And there they were, a gauntlet on the red carpet.
Good. Bring them in their stupid award show. Award show.
It was the best.
Oh, no. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was my favorite. He walks down the carpet.
His father just died.
Yeah, his father, of course, Dale Earnhardt had just died. But, like, he's out there trying to just talk about some things, and they just instantly...
They didn't mention his father, right?
Yeah, Chip, thanks. Oh, my God. I do it every time.
They go, we're so sorry. Yeah. Every time I fall. Right? Instead of apologizing, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Fucking Chip. I was going to say that, by the way, Carl. I was going to say, yeah, and they just started. But of course, Chip had to, you know, let everybody know what I was ready to say.
Sorry. I like it.
He's a professional.
I am a professional. It's good comedic instincts to see where someone is going and then jump in. I get credit for the punchline.
It's all timing. Yeah. All your timing.
Oh.
Yeah, they were.
Be like, let's go to the phones.
Oh, they were so bad. Oh, I love it.
It was one time, right? Fucking Mick Jagger was coming over and Norton had his hand out and they shook gently and Norton was going to ask him for a picture and those two fucking cows chimed in and Mick ran away and Norton wanted to set them both on fire.
Yeah, they chased Mick Jagger away.
That sucks.
Yep.
Everyone, Mick walking down that carpet was like, with all the other stars there, that was, oh my God, this is the guy now. This is the pinnacle of.
He's like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, that's a good one. And there they chase him away. So he looks at them. He didn't even have to hear what they were yapping.
Yeah.
He just had knew he there was no way he should be anywhere near those two.
And he hasn't been near the fabrics that they were wearing. In London. Yeah. He hasn't touched anything but has with silk in the past 28 years. They got Dacron and Keanu.
Oh, it was, yeah.
He was horrified.
Oh, he had no idea what was going on.
I played my song
Hullabaloo. From... The last time he saw his fabric like that, they were playing on Hullabaloo.
No, but I was trying to play my song for him. I think he liked it. It was like his, though.
What was it?
What was it?
Jagger?
It was like, I don't give no. I don't give no. Oh, it was like, I don't give no satisfaction.
Oh, you didn't even change satisfaction. So I thought maybe I don't give no something, but satisfaction fits fine. Why not?
Yeah.
Chippy ice. Oh, no.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Vanilla Ice and Chipperson.
Yeah.
We're one and the same.
Yeah.
Sample some stuff. You're right.
A little bit.
Yeah. But he walked away to want to hear it.
Yeah, he didn't. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I yelled
Gwen
at him.
Stefani. Too. We saw the pictures of Gwen Stefani.
Who's Gwen
today?
Stefani?
Gwen Stefani, not Glenn Stefani.
I didn't hear you.
She looked great.
Yeah.
She always looks great. Yeah. She's like 50.
I know, old bag.
This was like she was 30 something or, you know, 20 years ago, these pictures were taken. Oh, she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the retarded Laverne and Shirley, as they call them, gave her a problem too. So
I need to see this.
It was a disaster. I love
There's
it.
No film of it, I don't think. It's just like...
What was it, just audio?
I think so, yeah.
Everyone didn't have cameras, video cameras back then.
No.
Those two were so relentless. Nobody's funnier because even when they were saying, we're going to shut up now, it took 5 minutes.
They couldn't. They were incapable of shutting up, which is the greatest part. Die. Don't say... No, just don't talk. Okay. All right. I won't talk. So was that the guy that was just you're like, did she just forget what we told her? Did she not care what we told her?
Oh, so
is she always drunk? Sorry, Chip.
I think she was. Yeah, she had a drink.
Back then, she wasn't always drunk.
Yeah, it was just that's who they were.
Yeah.
They knew each other since high school. They were probably those friends that hung out and just were annoying and gapped.
You guys used to call Marion Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung there. She had Dennis DeYoung.
Yep. And then I used to, no, but I remember I would always, whatever, you ever hear Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah, I would always say that when I seen her.
I'd be like,
why don't you go sing Mr. Roboto or something?
Oh, good chip.
Yeah.
They were really the golden two, those two.
Oh, you to strike gold like that on a radio show, it's once in a lifetime.
No, but they would talk too much.
Yeah, of course, Chip.
And they really irritated Norton so much. That was even the best.
Oh, you just hear Jim get so mad.
Yeah.
And one of them starts yapping when they weren't
just
supposed
wouldn't
to.
Stop.
Yeah.
Chip, you were there, huh?
I remember.
Stop.
Jim would call me. I would be like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
Off the phone.
Stop.
Marion had a big crush on Anthony for many years.
Oh, would she? The Lady Di wanted to go out with me. Yeah. Oh. It was Lady Di. Marion was married. Yeah. Her and her husband used to go on cruises together. We heard
that's
about
like
them all.
Marion Kind.
Right, right. But, oh, Lady Di is like, oh. And she would get all frisky. Like, oh, maybe we could go to a hotel room or something. I would, you know, I'd vomit and then I would.
Yeah.
How drunk would you have to be, Anthony?
Oh, please. There's no amount of booze. Yeah, my type was exactly Lady Di.
How many drinks would you need to get behind her and kneel down and do a little roid nibble?
Oh, God. No.
There you go now. You're right in there. There you go. That's where you got to get it. Oh, that's so good. Thank you.
That's soothing.
It's soothing. It feels like a tux pad.
Oh, God. Roid cream on with your tongue.
Oh, it's so bad. I would. I'd sooner just shoot myself in the head. That would be it. Just end it.
You just have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Because your tongue would taste like a fucking medicated pad or something, you know.
Oh shit! Wow, you could tag a joke like no one's business.
Thanks, man. That's what I do. You guys riff and I just jump in and fucking spruce it up.
Sniper of comedy.
That's the name of the show on Compound Media. Anthony and Colin and Chipperson.
Oh, wow.
Like it.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yep.
ACC, like, we call it.
Lady Di's roid. Rolls off the tongue. That is a horrifying
South Carolina, president. That's still the ACC.
Ah, yes. South Carolina.
Yeah. I can't wait till he gets down there, Carl. We could call him and go, how you doing down there?
I don't think he's one of his neighbors.
I want an estate. I want one of those big estates that looks like, you know, Gone with the Wind.
I wish you were.
Then, maybe you can live next to the Hootie.
Is Hootie down there?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Blowfish.
Yeah, the blowfish.
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Bad Hootie.
In high school, I would always kill with this one. What's the name of the band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
But who's doing that to a fish, I would always say.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a way with comedy that some people just will never understand.
Yeah, I figure. Oh, you got the headset on. I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I game right here. And these are my gaming headphones. And I didn't want to muck it all up.
That's what he uses to scream at teenagers on Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Right here, you will hear me yell at teenagers. Yes. What? And then these, I listen to them say, I suck and I should sell my shit.
Wait, do you play video games?
I love playing Call of Duty. I play that. I know you'd find the name funny, Chip. But...
Yeah, Call of Duty. Hey, quick, give my shit phone. I got to call some duty.
Yeah, get on there with a few friends and you link up and go out and play war.
How good are the graphics?
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. I like it.
Best graphic on this show is that picture of you and Ellen Barkin.
Wasn't me. Don't blame me for that fruit.
Oh, right. Jim Norton.
Don't blame me for fucking Norton. I can't. He's an embarrassment.
Did Norton ever convey to you what the most uncomfortable celebrity photo he ever took was, where the celebrity really, really didn't want to take the picture?
Well, there was the Pele photo, which Norton almost got fired for, because he went in for a photo and the security guard pushed him and he yelled at the security guard and almost had an incident and lost his job. God.
Where was this?
At Sirius. And Jim doesn't even like soccer. Doesn't even watch soccer.
Gives a shit about Pele?
Well, he is the best ever. Pele, Norton misunderstood. He thought it was what he normally does.
Yeah. He thought he was running out of a favela.
And the security guard pushed you? Did you tell him, do you know who the hell I am?
I wasn't there, but work here. And she didn't know he worked there. So then he wound up going in and getting a picture with Pele.
He is a female security guard?
No, she worked at Sirius XM. And Jim is such a fucking no picture on the wall sock cucker. She didn't recognize him.
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Yep.
Sucks.
For all involved.
I would say the second biggest moment was the, I guess it's not the picture, but the gift for Ozzy.
Oh, one of my favorite moments
ever. The books that he just leaves there.
Left them there.
Oh, I think my favorite was when Jim goes into a British accent.
Oh, that one's good too.
That's
going to the gym, eating better.
He's so embarrassing.
I loved that.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to the gym. God, he fucking.
You look great, Jim. What are you doing? You must be doing something. Going to the gym, eating better. Oh, you're about to be taken. It wasn't even English. Jim turned Irish.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you. I'm as thin as a shillelagh, don't you know? Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, I think you pointed it out to everyone. I don't think fucking stupid Jim realized he did it until you went and rewound the tape, if I remember correctly.
Was that English?
Anthony, you were the one who pointed it out.
I had to. Yep. I heard this English Irish accent come out of him. I go, well, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
I couldn't fathom why he was doing this.
Was Bono still in the room when this was happening?
Bono.
Wasn't it Bono?
No, it was Ozzy.
It was Ozzy.
That
was Ozzy.
It was Ozzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ozzy was just asking him,
Is Ozzy still in the room while you were castigating Jim for
his No, he had already left.
No, I couldn't do it in front of his hero.
Tender mercies, yeah.
But then the book thing was great. Jimmy had bought books for Ozzy for his birthday. Yep. Beatles Jim, books. These giant Beatles picture books. And Ozzy's like, oh, these are great. Thank you so much, Jimmy. You're such a great. And then Ozzy leaves. We're talking. And Jimmy left at that moment, too, I guess, to walk Ozzy out or kiss him goodbye at the fucking on the stoop. And then we looked and we're like, oh, no, the books are here. He didn't give a shit about the books. He just left them. It was horrifyingly hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, oh, that's good.
Because Ozzy, what he meant to Jim since he was a little kid,
yeah.
Ozzy like was his best imaginary friend. He's gone through all the hard high school days, and now he finally has his chance to show. He's in Barnes and Noble picking out. That one. He'll like that one.
Oh my God.
Ozzy would have been happier to get a plastic baggie full of bees
It was like when. And Donnie Brasco, when Al Pacino gets the card with $100.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I got it. Look.
From one friend to another.
From one friend. Like that, friends.
Ozzy, it's like a double meaning. From one friend to another.
From one friend to another. Ozzy, you go to the bow. You go to the bow, Ozzy.
What did Ozzy say when he got the books? He was like, Jim, thank you. These are really.
He didn't even call him Jim. He called him Rusty and then shot him in the basement.
Because the point is, don't you think Ozzy has access to some fucking Beatles books?
I told Jim, I'm like, look, he's been a Beatles fan. He probably has these.
Probably. Jim's like, he probably has them signed.
He probably has them signed, right?
Yeah.
But fucking Jim.
This album. I think he'll like this album. It's called Rubber Soul.
Yeah. Jim's like, he'll really enjoy this. Blink, 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 blink. Hi, Ozzy. Blink, 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 blink.
You're like, you know, Ozzy, I have an album here. After the Beatles, Paul McCartney started his own band.
Oh, my God. Poor Jimmy. I felt so bad when I saw it. I just saw that stack of books there and no Ozzy in sight. And I was horrified. Horrified for little Jim. I was. Oh.
He deserved it. He deserved it.
Oh, he's got to listen to you more often.
Of books he brought in.
Yep, he does have to listen to me more often because I was telling him, "Look, you're fucking worthless. Just shake his hand and fucking move it along." But he's like, "No, I'm telling you, this is gonna make him really happy."
Yeah. Oh, he did. You know, Jimmy and Ozzy have a friendship.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Norton hung around like black mold. Now he's just on Ozzy's kitchen wall. And he's like, oh, hey, how are you?
Wait, that isn't how you make friends? Oh, no.
Just be there.
Just show up.
Be there long enough. Yeah. Oh, Sam.
Oh, God, yeah.
I loved it.
But, I don't know if you guys heard, but Norton moved to Chicago.
What?
I never heard that.
April Fools!
April Fools.
Perfect. April.
I was hoping we'd get Edgar.
How did I fall for that when I've been doing Edgar all day?
Have you? You do it. I can't do him. Because the fucking teeth, it does it. Does it fucking chip the eggs? April Fools. I can't fucking do it.
That's pretty good. That sounds just like him. I'd be like, did you hear that all tires are illegal?
No, they're not.
I'm profound. Oh. Really
fucking got me, Comia. Fucking got me. Edgar always gets me. He's good at that, though.
Yeah.
The other day he comes over and he goes, my roof. Someone took my roof. And I was like, Ed, call the police. Fuck. Damn it. You got me. You know,
you fell for someone stealing its roof.
And I was in the house. I should have just looked up, but I was so shocked.
That's very stupid.
When did Edgar become British?
I can't do him. I can't. His voice is a little, it hurts my mouth to make it all.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do it. Oh, his teeth are the poor thing. Sometimes Edgar comes over. I'm like, come here, Edgar. I just do that to his little teeth.
You wet him for him?
I make his teeth nice and moist.
So his upper lip could slide down at least?
Yeah, because it always makes like a little crackle sound when it gets pulled off his upper tooth because it's stuck there with manic depression spittle.
Yeah, it's like Elmer's glue just drying up. Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Paul used to make Edgar suck his thumb like Woody Allen.
Oh.
He used to put his thumb in Edgar's mouth. Yay. Yeah, go ahead, Mellencamp. Didn't care for it at all.
Oh,
prepping him to suck some other stuff.
What's that?
What?
Yeah, oh, he was. Yeah. Oh, believe me, he was prepping him, getting him used to it. You know, Uncle Pete, he didn't play games.
Whoa, fuck. What the hell?
Oh, Kyle, you got any material on COVID? What's your best COVID joke? Let's trade.
Oh. Trade some jokes.
Let's do a little bit of fucking riffing before we go. A little improv.
All right. What do you want to say? I remember when a super spreader was something else entirely.
I was going to say pandemic, it's a damn panic.
that almost made sense. That almost had quality.
Too sharp.
That's why it's a shirt. ChipChipperson.com.
Oh no, is that a shirt?
Of course it is.
I love that one.
Of course it is.
Yeah, oh, please. Great. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, what else you got? Hold on a second. We'll take a look at it.
I heard Uncle Paul calls it COVID-9.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, he fucking Uncle Paul goes social distancing. Six. Oh, I didn't realize you meant feet. Understood.
Six years apart.
Yeah. I didn't understand.
Just what about this Getz guy? Apparently, he's, you know.
Bernie? Fuck yeah. You're a fan, right?
Bernie Getz. What's his first name?
Leo Getz. Leo Getz. Okay.
What does he get?
He apparently was with a 17-year-old girl, and he went over state lines, and they had sex. So apparently, that's a man act.
That's all allegedly. I don't want to get fucking dragged into a court and sued.
Back Robin's baby shit compared to what this dude's doing.
No, they call it the man act because you can act like a man.
Act like a man. What's the matter with you? Yeah, so that's what I hear. He's in some kind of trouble. But
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, say allegedly. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't get sued.
I don't want to be all of a sudden. I'm going to have to get a fucking lawyer. You're out of water. You're out of water. And I kept saying, why is everybody so thirsty? And I didn't know it was order.
Oh.
Well, one place will never be out of water. Where Zia's from.
Where you from?
Hawaii.
Why? Because it's an island.
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's surrounded by water.
It's a place where they just dole out the pineapples.
That's a good one.
She knows, like, Dole is half the economy for the place.
Oh, please believe me, these fucking idiots have never seen a pineapple. They didn't want to get down and worship. These fucking pieces of garbage. Trust me, babe. Hold on a second, Zia. I'll give it to you. I know you was asking for a second. Hold
Jesus,
on.
Jesus, that sounds sexual.
I was going to say, excuse me, Chip. Don't tease. Goodness.
No, believe me. You know when I'm being sexy.
You're right. Oh, you have that sexy voice. Everybody loves it, Chip. It gets all the kudos sopping.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I'll be like, I'll hold up my finger and I'll go, don't let this hit you where the good Lord split you.
Oh, God.
I love that.
So bad.
Thanks, babe. I got the shirt. If you want, Kyle, if you want. Oh, I mean, listen, man. Shipping and handling will cost you, and half price on the cost will go 50-50.
Oh,
that is a cool shirt.
Oh, wow.
That's also
it's not a pandemic. It's a damn panic.
Yeah. That's a good deal, too, by the way.
Thanks, babe.
50, so yeah.
But it would be a damn panic, really. Just really did it, but okay, I get it.
All right, babe, you can take it down before I sell out.
Yeah.
Too late. Jim,
all right, listen, this has been a slice of fucking heaven. Everybody love always loves it when the crew is together.
Yeah.
So Kyle, let's talk to you first. Okay. Star of stage and screen. Where are you going to be? Like, if people want to come out and see the Comedy Stylings, Kyle Quinn, where can they come see you?
Well, I mean, you know me, I don't like to club drop, but I'll be at Stress Factory in Bridgeport next weekend.
Oh, that's a great gig.
Yeah.
And I'll be in Levittown at Governor's in a couple of weeks after that.
Oh, now that is by me, and I would love to drop by and see the great Colin Quinn in Levittown.
I would love it.
I'm there.
Wait, don't go. You should probably, after the Stress Factory, you're probably going to have to relax, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll have a couple of days off before the.
Okay. Now, Anthony, people like, now, Compound Media, that's your company, and that's like what you do. But like your Compound boss, let me ask you something. Uh-huh. What else can people see on the network?
Oh, my God. The great Chrissy Mayer. She does Chrissy Mayer's Wet
Spot. Oh, I've liked her since she was Chrissy Councilman.
She, very good. Very good. Not going to cut that thing open and watch that Kittner boy spill out all over the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a thing for me.
Mayor of Chrissy. Does she?
Yeah.
She's got fiery red hair like the flames behind you.
I know. There's, she said that.
There's and, an account that. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead, babe. What? Talk to
I was gonna say, there's an account that follows me on Twitter that's just Chrissy Mayer's boobs.
Yeah, yeah. There's people. They make vulgar accounts. So vulgar. Very vulgar. And
is that an account? Let's check that mug out. Oh, sorry, you're plugging. Go on now.
That's okay. In Hot Water with Aaron Berg and, of course, the great Gino Bisconti. And just a lot of funny shows that are able to take things just a little further than what is considered deemed politically correct and acceptable these days. One of the few places. So, yeah, compoundmedia.com. Thank you.
Yep, that's what I did. A good woke company. Okay, listen. Now, Z, everybody loves you. They think you're sensual. They think you got like a pixie type humor. They love you. Give us a little bit of Z-land. Where can everybody go and see you and see your wares?
Where can everyone come and see you?
There you go. Hold on. Rewind a little bit.
Oh, no.
So, Zia, where can everybody see you if they want to see you?
Oh, that's good, Chip. I see what you did there. That's great. First time I heard that. if you guys want to follow me on social media, it's at @Zia_land. It's @XIA_land. And then twitch.tv/Zialand. We do a fun show on Tuesdays, actually called Zia Next Tuesday. And then I wink. Yeah, I like it's fun. That. Yeah. And we can have subscribers submit videos. So we've been watching a lot of fun videos. They've been showing me a lot of good O&A stuff. It's been pretty great.
Oh, yeah. Crazy days, as they call them.
It's really fun.
Shock jocks.
All right, listen. I got to go.
All right, Chip.
Where are you going, Chip?
I got to fucking do stuff.
Oh, okay.
Kyle, thanks. Aunt, thanks. Zia, good to see you. See you soon. let's count down. Kyle, give us a number. We'll count down.
How about 6?
I'll put 3 of them together, and then you've got my ballpark. Boy, I'm making some shoes with blood in them.
Ooh,
oh,
6.
Topical.
5.
4.
3 evil Chippersons. 2 evil Chippersons. 1 satanic Chipperson. Chippy Kylie for the muckers. It's been real, it's been nice, but it hasn't been real nice.
Woo-hoo.
See y'all later.